Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Gimel, page 96. And now we've seen it a couple times in the Mishnah Berurah, mentioned it before, but now we get to Halacha L'maaseh of how much of the kos you need to drink. Says the Mechaber over here, we know we said before the kos has to be machzika revis. Okay, we saw the machlok through the Mechaber, the Magen Avram, whether it has to be machzika, you have to drink from a kos with it as a revis, or you can pour into the second kos and drink from there. Now we have to drink how much you have to drink, and this is ma'akiv, even b'diavad. Says the Mechaber, tzarech lishtos mikoshel kiddush kimole lugma. Okay, you have to drink from the kosher kiddush mali lugma. Da'ainu kosh yisal kinul itzad echa b'fiv. You're a mali lugma. Well, you put it to the side of your mouth, and it looks like you filled up your cheek. V'hu rubo shal revius, and that is the shear is a row of a revius. Okay, so that is the shear over here. We'll get to exactly the shear in just a minute. There's a couple of very important Mishnah Berurahs over here. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah says, "See, Sif Katan Samach Dal." Tzarech Lishtot V'im Lav Lo Yotza. So if you've ever been by someone's house for Kiddush, and the person makes Kiddush and takes a little sip afterwards, you're not Yotza Kiddush. Okay, you're not going to Yotza Kiddush. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow when we get to Sif Yud Dalid, we're going to discuss whether you can mitzarif everyone's drinking to that revius or not, to the Mali Lugmav or not. Meaning, does other people drink? Or okay, that we'll see. Bezrat Hashem. But a Mali Lugmav is supposed to be drinking for sure lechatchila by the person making kiddush has to drink the lo mali lugma. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Kadam samachay kimali lugma the iman shir choshev, because that is a shir choshev she tichashi daito ayde said. See kadam samach vav dahainu wrote to lomar v'lo ba'inin she mali pi mamish mishnei atzarim. A mali lugma doesn't mean you need two cheekfuls; you need one side of your mouth to be full." Okay, one side of your mouth will be full, and then the Mishnah Berurah, Sikon Samach Zayin, says, "Who v'shir zed daya fili maya koz gadol shemachsa kamaravius." A mali lugma is good enough even if you have a large kiddush bech. Okay, that holds many raviuses. Nevertheless, if you don't, you need to drink for the very yotzi the kiddush is a mali lugma one cheek full. If you want to know the best way to, okay, so now. What does that mean? Is that an objective shear or a subjective shear? It sounds like it is a subjective shear. It depends on your mali lugmav. So we give an objective shear. It says over here, because the Mechaber told us, what is it? The Mechaber tells you it's a Yerov Revius, which sounds like it's an objective shear. We'll get to exactly the measurements in a couple minutes. Okay, but it sounds like an objective shear. But actually, a mali lugmav isn't a subjective shear. It depends on your cheek. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sikot and Samaches. Rubo shel revius, hainu ba'adam beinuni, machzik shiro kach. An average person, it would be a row revius. That's how much a mali lugmav is. It's a row revius by the average person. Okay, so that is, okay, comes from Shlomo Zalman, he explains the best way. If you want to know subjectively, I don't know, let's say you don't like wine so much, you don't like grape juice so much. So there you have a hard time drinking a lot. Okay? And therefore you want to know exactly how much you have to drink in order to be Yotze. We do the same over here is by Shiurim on Yom Kippur. Okay? The Shir for Yom Kippur that someone has to drink in order to be Chayv is also Mali Lugma. And therefore, we want to drink less than that every time someone has to drink Bishiurim, he has to drink less than that. How the Shir says, it's very important to know what's each person's individual mali lugmav in a person, his chas v'shalom in that situation where he has to drink on Yom Kippur. So it says over here, Rosh Hashanah, it's the same thing over here and over there. Dibur maslo kemali, admor zel omar, shekachu ofen abedina, the way to check out is, yemali is kol melo lugmav, mishnei atzari b'mashka, you fill up all your mouth as much mashka as you could put into your mouth, both cheekfuls. Okay, you put as much as you felt tenu v'imgo. You spit out into a cup and then you measure. Okay, machzisa mashka maduru shir mali lugmav, and exactly half that amount. If you need one cheekful, so it's exactly half the amount you spit into the cup. Okay, that's your mali lugmav. That's how much needs to be drunk. So therefore, if you have someone's house is very very small. Okay, or you have a bar mitzvah boy who's making kiddush for everyone. Okay, whether that's good or not, we discussed earlier on. So his mali lugma is getting much smaller, so he's going to have to drink a lot less than someone who's og melech boshin. Og melech boshin is going to have a very large mali lugmav in order to be yotzei kiddush. Okay, so therefore it's a subjective share. That's how much has to be drank in order to be yotzei. Now, in terms of a revius and a mali lugmav, if you don't want to. You know yourself, so you go back to the share of the Mishnah Berurah. You need a rov revius. In order to know what's a rov revius, you have to know what is a revius. What is a revius? A revius means a fourth. A fourth of what? Okay, it refers to the halachic share called a log. It's a revius of a log. Okay? That's how much is in. Now, and generally, okay, Revius is 1/4 of a log. Okay? A log is generally 6 beitzim. Okay, not generally. That's what it is. The shear of a log is shisha beitzim. Now listen. Okay? Therefore, a revius of a log is a beitza and a half. Okay? It's the amount of a beitza and a half. Okay? That is how much there. But comes the tzlach, a very, very famous tzlach. The tzlach is also known as the Noda Behuda. Okay? He's also the Dagom Ravava. He's also really Cheskel Landau. Okay? All four of the people are the same person. Okay? Comes the tzlach. This is his sefer in Shas. And he says he did a measurement and he came to the conclusion that eggs nowadays have become smaller. Okay, the time of Chazal, eggs were a lot bigger. I guess they didn't have small, medium, and large eggs back then. Okay, they only had one egg over there. Eggs in the time of Chazal were much larger than the time that the Noda Behuda was going by. And therefore, comes the Noda Behuda, and that's what this long Beralacha is talking about. Okay, Dear Masel Shel Revia starts at the bottom of page 96. He says, Vine, Hagon Slach, Perik Arbei Psachim, Dav Kufta Zayin Katav, we're not going to get into all the details over here. Okay? V'chule, v'chule. He skipped down 3 lines. He says about. Okay? He can came. Kol shiurina heim b'shtias revias shanu misharim beitzu mefsa. V'chein shir chalo shomem gimel beitzim. Anytime you're going by the measurement of beitzim. V'chein achilas kazayiz matzo morer shanu misharim kichatzi beitzo. Hakol hu hatom etzarech lios bekefel. He comes to the conclusion that our eggs have diminished by half of the time of Chazal, and therefore you have to double all measurements. Anytime you need a measurement that goes by beitzim, okay, you need to double that measurement. Okay, that's a very large difference than the time of Chazal. But that's the famous slach. You have to know the slach, because this slach is always mentioned by all the puzzles. Anytime you're talking about shirim, they mention the slach that our beitzim have gotten smaller, and therefore the shirim have gotten doubled. Okay? Everything's gotten doubled because of that. However, you go ahead, I'm in the Paralacha. He says, Lo niyas daiti, aft kushyasu kushya gedola, v'chamuru al shurenu, avol v'neged shitoso yishkab kushya chamur. Okay? Even though he says he's got a big kasha, okay? But he says, Neged, the last kasha, I have a greater kasha. Okay? We're not going to get into his kasha right now. You can look inside yourself, but based on the Gemara, yuma. Then he says 3 lines down. Vizek var bachanti v'nisisi v'kana mashiminore. The Chavetz Chaim says, I also did a check. And I checked by a couple of average people. Amali lugma shalahem mishnei atzadim. I checked. They're mali lugma mishnei atzadim. V'alla kol yodarak ad shnei beitzim bonin mekliba shalahem. And I got two baits and bait on a biklipa shalem. Hari the baits and shalano lo nit the katnu kolkach. He came to the conclusion, even though maybe got a little bit smaller, not nearly the shear that the tzlach came to. Rak is a shear katam levad. Okay? And therefore, he says, maybe it's going then like the sheet of the Ran, the Seder. Okay? And therefore, he says like this, going to the next page, 3 lines down. Okay, tzarchin, gogol, vinin shear. And therefore, he lands up the dagam rababa, the tzlach has decent points over here, but he himself has done the measurements, and he has kashas on the sach, and therefore, he says, we don't really know what to do with this sach. And therefore, he says the following. Says the Chavetz Chaim in the Beir Halacha, Ulamaisa. About 7 lines down on page 97 in the Beir Halacha. He says, Ulamaisa nira. Tilinyan da'oraisa. When you're dealing with a mitzvah da'oraisa, kigon kizayis matzah below Pesach. Like when you're dealing with kizayis matzah on the first night of Pesach, we should be machmir for the tzlach, and therefore you see these large shurim when it comes to Lel Pesach eating the matzah. We are much more machmir because we're dealing with the mitzvah d'oraisa. The chayli eating kiddush alayla. More important for us right now is kiddush at night time. We say over here is the ikaru d'oraisa. What's ikaru d'oraisa? Because me ikar did it's d'oraisa, but we know the coast of wine, though, is only midrabbanan according to many rishonim. So it's not exactly like matzah, which is a valid daraisa. This is only like a subic daraisa over here. Therefore, it's ikaros daraisa. Ganki nachol nachush lechatchilu divrasam. Therefore, he says, better to be machmir for the tzlach over here. V'chein b'chazun sover machmir, ganki leiner v'yes kidvaro. Okay, v'al koponim, he says, yir lechatchilu shiachze kod kishnei beitzim, imakli were better for the coast to have at least 2 baits and with the klipa. V'da'ot, And the day for how much, that's by how much the kos has to be machzik. If we say a revis alone eats a beitza and a half, really he says one should be machmer for two beitzim. How much the kos should be machzik? Okay, but in terms of drinking the maloy lugma, we said before, is a subjective shear, really. So that should not change. We can go subjectively according to our Malik Lugmas. He says, even according to the Tzlach, how much you have to drink of the coast should not really matter. How much the coast has to hold, once you be Machmer on Friday night, it should hold more a greater shear. But in terms of how much you have to drink, a Malik Lugmav of each one individual should be good enough. Okay? So therefore, in terms of Oraisa, in terms of Delraisa, if you want to know Shirim, I'll tell you go. In terms of Delraisa, a revius, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, is 4.4 ounces. So therefore, by Delraisa, your kos should hold Friday night 4.4 ounces, according to Rav Moshe. You have to drink a lot less than that. That's the chumrah of the tzlach, but you would only have to drink a lot less of your cheekful. That's it. In terms of Derabanan, then you would hold he writes 3.3 ounces, but later they say that Rav Moshe made an errant calculation. His son, Orin, his Agada, so pays him. The Koldo, the Agada, writes it really is 3 ounces. So, Derabanan's 3 ounces is going to be, that means Yontif Kiddush, 3 ounces is going to be good enough according to Rav Moshe Feinstein. That means Lel Pesach, 3 ounces really should be good enough. It's not fun. Shabbos, because it's only these are then Derabanan. Okay, Shabbos day also, Havdalah also. All those are din derabanan. Havdalah one should be machmer also, but other than that, you should have that you could rely on the derabans. Rav Chaim Noah also was around Rav Moshe Feinstein. Share that became minhag Yerushalayim was to follow Rav Chaim Noah. He was a little bit less than the derabanan. He says 2.8 ounces. Okay, but it's around similar to Rav Moshe Feinstein's shear. The Chazon Ish is known to hold a much larger shear than that. Okay, he held that you need 5.3 ounces. And the Daraisa, that's what the famous the Chazon Ish would hold, and therefore the Chazon Ish had a much larger shear. If you look over here in Moreinu Rabbeinu Nevetzal, he says, V'yesh Machmirin. Okay, he's going over here, and in the Mishnah Berurah, where he also holds, he says over here, Dibra Maschel, V'yesh Machmirin. He's going on the Mishnah Berurah called Samech Ches, which also quotes the note of Yehuda six lines down. Zviyesh Machmir Ma'od Bidin Shirim V'Chichid Da Beitzin Yiskatu B'Zmanin La'Chsis Masha Yabayim Gemara V'Alkein Shir Revis Hu B'Kiflaim. Okay, he's mentioning the sheet that we just saw at length in the Berurah. On that, Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevetzal says Hu Rak Chumra Ba'Alma. He says it's only a Chumra Ba'Alma B'Lo Medina. You don't have to be machmer. At the end of the day, he says it's all a chumra ba'alma. Then he brings out very interestingly the grandson of the Chafetz Chaim, nechdo shel Mishnah Berurah, may eat. The grandson of the Chafetz Chaim himself gave testimony. He says the coast that the Chafetz Chaim himself used even on Friday night was the shear of a Ruchayim Noah, like a Rav Moshe Feinstein shear of a kos. It was a smaller kos, even when dealing with Kiddush Daraisa. Okay, why would he do that? He says it differently in the Mishnah Berurah. So Nevetzal points out over here, he says, V'tzarech lomer, Shaya Oni, the Chafetz Chaim was not rich at all, he was very poor, V'ayayin HaKosher Haya Yakar, and the wine was very expensive, V'achurma Ketzach Lo Medina, and the Chumra Letzach is not Mikr Dina. So even the Chafetz Chaim himself was not Makbid on the Shear of the Tzach, he was more Mekel himself. Okay, so therefore that comes out what is going to be Halach Lemaisa. Oh, and once again, that's all in terms of how much the coast has to hold. But in terms of how much to drink, a Mali Lugmav is going to be good enough. Once again, L'chadchila, it's going to be the person making Kiddush. And Bezrat Hashem, next time we will get to whether other people's drinking is also going to be mitzarif to the shear of how much you have to be Yotzei Kiddush. Ad kan for today.